Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, I'm praising God. I'll tell you, the enemy is fighting and the battle's raging sore. He contests every foot of ground out on these Indian reservations. I think of some of the things I've seen out there, neighbor. I don't even like to talk about it. I've been up on those plateaus of the cliff dwellers down there in Arizona, and I've seen some places where they had outhouses, and the way they do it, it's rock. So they put a couple of big poles out over the edge of the cliff, and they anchor the base end of it into the cliff, and they build a sidewalk, and they don't waste any boards. It's hit and miss. You have to step on the boards and you go out there, and at the end there's a little old outhouse, and you sit there and the human waste falls down on the cliff. I'll tell you, that's been corrected, but in the early years when I started, and I'm not that old, but I could not believe that the government or anybody would have to live there. You and I'll tell you, I believe we die from the pollution, but they develop a natural immunity, I guess. It's survival of the fittest. And then when I think of hauling water 7 miles from a common well, because there is no running water, a lot of that's been corrected, but this was when I started, and it's been 30 years, over 30 years ago, but I saw things. Kids having to ride for 3 hours on a school bus on reservation roads to get into a high school and counting themselves fortunate that they could even get in. And I remember a lot of little kids that were taken and they reached high school age. There's no school, and the government sent some of them from down there on the Arizona reservation clear out to Chamawa out here by Salem, Oregon. And Leo Benally was one of those. That's the way he treated. He was turned out to be one of our good preachers. And think of the good some of those boys have done and what they came from. I'll tell you, it makes me ashamed of myself that I've ever complained about any of the inconveniences I've known of. I grew up in the age of outhouses out there in the old logging country and up the South Fork of the Scappoose Creek. But we always had pure, good old spring water, and it wasn't polluted. And I'll tell you, I just thank God that I had as rough a bringing up as I did, because it equipped me for a lot of things that some people today, they wouldn't be interested in it. But that's the way it is, and to think of the fortitude of the Indian people and some of the outstanding Christians, outstanding Indians, because Jesus came into their heart. And I'll tell you, our job is to get out there and evangelize and not worry about whether they're Methodists or Baptists. I say that over and over again, because I want you Methodists and Baptists on my team. I don't want you Pentecostals and you Presbyterians and everyone else. I'll tell you, I have gotten Catholic support, and I don't agree with the doctrines of a lot of religious groups. But if they're interested in getting people saved, there's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved. And no one comes to the Father except he be drawn of the Spirit. And brother, sister, let's not argue theology. That's good. If you want to do it with your white friends and your fellow theologians, well, God bless you. And I think studying doctrine, I've done it. I've got 6 years behind me, and studying Bible in the classroom situation, and 4 of those years theology and Greek and a lot of other things, but Greek was, I'll confess to you, Greek was Greek to me when I went through school. And I'm not a Greek scholar, but I'll tell you, I guess I kind of grew up where the old King James was good enough for me, and there was enough in there to get me to heaven, and enough in there that I'd go to hell if I didn't obey it. And even with my limited ability, I could figure out that some things were wrong and some things were right. And there is a light that lighteth the path of every man. I'll tell you, you can't say, well, I didn't know, because God draws on the heart of everyone. And all we have to answer for is what we know, what God has shown us. And that little voice in your heart, dear listening friend, if you're not right with God, talk to him. Tell him your problems. Don't wait till you're in the fire and then say, oh, God, save me, or till you're laying flat on your back under a wrecked automobile someplace. I'll tell you, I think of what that old trucker said to him. I had a blowout on an 18-wheeler back there in the beginning. I was tooling down old I-84 up at milepost 133. I'd left Portland, and I had that truck that I'd borrowed from Woody Woodpecker up at Pendleton, Woodpecker truck. They weren't located in Troutdale yet in those days. And I was using his truck for $1 a trip, and he made sure there was good tires on the one I got. And what neither one of us know, they were like new. They were good, but they were the old tube type in those days. And I was tooling down eastbound with a full load, and I was going to South Dakota, and I was alone. Take several days to get there, but all of a sudden, a big bang and an explosion, and evidently, when they'd put on those tires, the tube was pinched, because anyway, it blew, and that old tube type, the ring that held the tire onto the wheel, flew down the road ahead of me, and that tire got crossways on the wheel, and before it flipped off, and it pulled me clear across the highway at 61 miles an hour, and I cried to God for help, and I'll never forget. God saw me through that. That's as scared as I've ever been in my life in a vehicle. And I stood there praising God, and that state policeman pulled up, and he began to thank God too. He heard me praising God. He said, are you a Christian? I said, I am. He said, I am too. Let's thank God. He said, I thought you were in for it. I never dreamed. You did a beautiful job. I said, God did it. And when we opened our eyes after praying, there was 2 truckers who was coming the other way, and they stood there, their hats off and their heads bowed, and they said, man, you did a good job. We thought you were a goner. And I said, I didn't do it. God did it. I prayed, and they said, well, tell you something. It makes everybody pray when you blow a front tire on one of these rigs, and they said it reverently. And that's the way we do. We wait till we have a blowout, then we pray. Neighbor, I'd like to exhort you today. Look to Jesus. Make your calling and election sure. And if you know him, let's do something for those heathens. I say that not as condescendingly at all. Those that haven't heard the word. And there are Indians that have not heard the word. I've put Bibles in the hands of a lot of Indians that have never owned a Bible. I am putting them in the hands, even yet, in the hands of some that cannot read or write. Think on that. Here we are. Neighbor, let's get out there with the message, and we're doing it, and it's working, and in spite of all the opposition of hell, he'd like us to get to fussing among ourselves or one thing and another. We don't have time for anything. There's a man overboard. Throw out the lifeline. Rescue the perishing. Care for the dying. That's what Jesus wants us to do, and especially in the desperate situation right at our back door, some Indian reservation. And there is a sign of the times that the end is near, but there's indications and signs. There's a rustling in the mulberry trees. There's a cloud the size of a man's hand. We're asking for a downpour, a deluge, an outpouring of the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, that somehow these Indian people might be awakened. And we believe in doing it any way we can. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Let us pray. O God, we need thy presence. We need thy power. We need thy hand upon us. And I pray, O God, that thou would quicken our spirits and sharpen our minds and anoint our lips. And may the beauty of Jesus be seen in us, that we might be as a light in the darkness to these people that have been so long without the knowledge or the privilege of hearing on a level that they comprehend and understand the glorious news of the glad tidings of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we'll give thee the glory, for we ask it in thy name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, Deborah Klein continues with her current teaching, and we invite you to join us then here on First Nation Ministries.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.